Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt. That's Dr. Matt Schlummer playing the Kids Commute theme, his very own self. We'll be hearing more from Matt in just a moment because it is Band Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Welcome to day 4 of Band Week. We'll be checking in with our Quizlet later in the show. In the meantime, welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Kate.
Matt, we've talked about different reasons to listen to band music or different places you can hear it, in concert halls or parades or things like that. There's really a lot of occasions where you might need a giant band.
We get to play all kinds of different places in different countries and for different reasons.
So what are the like main reasons that band music is written? Besides, of course, nowadays composers just want to write cool music for a band. But what are some of the occasions we'd write for?
Well, earlier people decided they needed a lot of that exciting sound of a band when a new royalty, a king or queen, was being coronated. And so oftentimes they would commission music for them to walk into the cathedral as they're about to get their crown.
So they have to be big and fancy and stately.
Yes, and fill big spaces.
So here's one famous royal type march. What's this one?
This one's called Crown Imperial.
What's another reason we might be listening to band music?
Earlier in the 20th century, and even before that, the circuses needed a lot of music, and they needed music that would fill all three of the rings. And with lots of people cheering, they decided that a band would be the perfect ensemble. So there's a lot of music written for circus bands.
What's this music?
This one's called Rolling Thunder, and as you hear it, you can imagine the clowns walking in and the fire eaters spitting fire and the trapeze flying high overhead.
And there's our circus march. There are also obvious places we hear a lot of band music, and that would be...
at sporting occasions.
Sports, of course.
You probably hear them at basketball games and at the Final Four. Every college brings their own band there to play louder than, more exciting and better than the other band, and it's its own competition, perhaps.
And our music for today actually carries some of the characteristics of the other marches. It's about something fun, but it's also about something kind of big and emotional and thoughtful, and it has serious aspects too.
The Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one we're going to listen to is by John Williams, and he's trying to capture this idea of everybody in the world coming together to celebrate athletic achievement and the incredible occasion of having that many people from all over the world in one place. That's a big task to write a piece like that.
Thank you.
music from the 1984 Olympics by John Williams, really tying in a lot of the different things that a band can do into one piece. I don't know about you. Do you get chills when you hear that?
I still remember that opening ceremony. I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
Okay. So a lot of us grown-ups, anyway, have those kind of feelings whenever we hear that Olympic music. Continuing on with Matt Schlomer, it's time now to check in with our Quizlet for the week. All week long, we've been asking you this question. What is the name of the movie monster known as King of the Monsters? The bonus hint, it's not King Kong. Let's review our hints. Hint number one, the monster debuted in a 1954 Japanese movie as a giant prehistoric sea monster awakened by nuclear radiation who has atomic breath. Looks like a heat ray. He also kind of looks like a giant lizard that walks on 2 feet. And in other movies, he'd get in fights with other big monsters like a giant moth named Mothra. What is our final hint, Matt?
The creature's Japanese name is Gojira, which is a cross between two Japanese words, Gorira, meaning gorilla, and Kujira, which means whale. So it's supposed to be a cross between a gorilla and a whale, even though it looks more like a dinosaur.
So who is Gojira? Answer, let us know. Send us a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute Band Week. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Matt Schlomer. Bye.
Goodbye.
Interlaken Public Radio.